Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, gang. Yeah, Thursday. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin the podcast with more Harry Kane and Spurs chat. Do we have to? Yes, we do. Nothing I can do about it. I'm just reading. And the news I'm reading now, that he is not part of the squad for tonight's Europa League conference match, which, of course, doesn't really matter because no one cares about the competition. Anyway, Kane's representatives are trying to engineer a move away from the club, with Man City hoping to sign the England captain. Former Spurs striker Darren Bent wants more clarity from chairman Daniel Levy-Levy. We'll also hear from their former manager Harry Redknapp, Gabriel Bonlahor. He's not a former manager here. I finished the former manager bit with Harry Redknapp. But first, it's Money Money Simon Jordan, typically outspoken on the saga.
This whole debacle, including this statement, smack of stupidity, immaturity, ignorance and arrogance. The stupidity is, if you sign a contract which gives somebody control of your destiny for 6 years and you don't put a release clause in there with a certain amount of money, then you're not fit for purpose in the first place. If you get a gentleman's agreement that's not documented and is based upon the fact that, yes, I'm prepared to sell you, we're operating in the margins here. Look at the various points that are being made in defence of his position. If you want a transfer to happen, while you're on holiday, get your backside back to where the business is and make sure that you and your representation are over it, under it and across it to make sure that it happens. Make sure your messaging is central. People don't work for you, Harry. You work for them.
It's very common now with players, you know, giving their family members jobs, but I'm sure a more experienced agent at that time, one of the best strikers in the Premier League, he would put in a release clause. A lot of players have it in their contracts now and wouldn't be talking about this now. We'd be talking about Harry Kane has moved to Manchester City, they've met his release clause. Spurs fans love him for what he's done for the club. And it would have been nice and smooth. Now, they'll forgive. But will they forget? I don't think they will.
This is wrapped in unprofessionalism, unrealism, and a lack of understanding of the obligations that you have upon you and how to get a deal done. And this amateur hour, and you cannot get big deals done with amateurs.
They're looking to bring a few players in as well. They've signed a centre-half. I think they're looking at another striker. And Daniel wouldn't be spending big money unless he knew he was going to get money back in. So I do think that the deal will get done eventually. I do see him being a Man City player before the close of the window.
Spurs haven't come out, haven't they? They've not said he's not for sale. They just said that Manchester City haven't met the valuation.
That's right.
So I want to obviously know what the valuation is. And then it's clear. But all this kind of cloak and dagger stuff where you don't quite know what's going on. Harry Kane's in one squad. He's not in another squad. He doesn't turn up to training. He's not here. It's doing no one any favours.
Oh, it seems to me that siren seems to be the hardest word.
Three finals Harry Kane's played in, he hasn't turned up. You know, the game against Liverpool in the Champions League, yes, he might have been injured, but he didn't turn up in that game. The Manchester City game, the Carabao Cup in the final, he didn't turn up in that game.
And Manchester City celebrate once again. 4 League Cups in a row.
If I'm Daniel Levy, Nuno Santo, if I'm the Spurs players, I'm expecting a big apology from Harry Kane.
Tottenham need to come out because it's not doing Nuno any favours, although he had that unbelievable result of the weekend.
What I can tell you is that he's better. He's getting his fitness better and better each day. He worked today, he's going to work tomorrow, and he's going to join the group on Friday. And Saturday we'll make the decision who's going to be involved in the next game.
He probably wants to know, Nuno, what's going on? Have I got one of the best strikers in the world? And I'm going to have him for the season.
Now, Liverpool are going through the process of renewing the contracts of key players, including Trent Alexander-Arnold, Alisson and Fabinho. There are reports that Liverpool want Salah to extend his deal, but there hasn't been any resolution yet. Trevor Sinclair says the Reds need to make Salah their top earner.
They should be concerned because, for me, he's their most valuable player, as in the amount of goals he brings to the team. He is integral to the way that team play. Going forward, I think he's become a bit of a leader.
Salah scores the away goal for Liverpool. Just what they needed. You cannot give him the merest hint of a chance.
Unless Liverpool want to risk losing him, they've got to give him top dollar because I feel he deserves it. I think he's their best player. I really do. So the top player at Liverpool would be Van Dijk, maybe. He's got to be superseding that.
Perhaps at this moment in time, Salah's agent is asking for far too much, possibly. And that's why they're not having a conversation with him. But one thing you can imagine is that Liverpool get the memo from their manager that Mohamed Salah is a key component. Or maybe he doesn't think he is. And if he doesn't think he is, he'll change it. But there's no reason to believe that Jurgen Klopp would be saying, I tell you what, let's be relaxed about him. Let's let him run down to the last year so everyone can have our pants down and he can go for nothing.
Now, Arsenal have completed the signing of goalkeeper Aaron Ramsdale from Sheffield United for a fee of around £30 million, pending a medical. No, me neither. TalkSport's Alex Crook believes that Ramsdale will join to put pressure on Leno to become the Gunners' number one goalkeeper. It's a fair point. Maybe spend that £30 million somewhere else on the pitch, though.
He is a good goalkeeper. He proved that in the second half of last season. And what I also think he is, having got to know him reasonably well when he was at Bournemouth, I think he's got a massive personality. And I think that's something Arsenal are clearly lacking, a bit of leadership in the dressing room. I also think if they're going to spend £28 million, which is the fee that I've been given, he's not coming in to be Bernd Leno's understudy. I think he's going to be coming in to take Bernd Leno's shirt.
They are banter FC right now. Odegaard, Ramsdale, Ben White, Lokonga and Tavares. They spent £135 million on a B team. Right. Is their team any better than what it was last season?
Don't you think it's similar run to the way Barcelona's run? They give Aubameyang over £300,000 a week. Now he's thinking, all right, I want to jump ship here. He'll probably take a pay cut just to jump ship. You know, I just feel like he says Ramsey leaving on a free transfer. They brought in Ben White for probably £20 million too much. I just feel the way the clubs run, it's not running right, and they're in a big danger, for me, of dropping down a league even more. They could be 9th, 10th, 11th. I feel sorry for them against Chelsea. Honestly, if I was an Arsenal fan, I wouldn't watch.
Arsenal 2-0 down, and their Europa League dreams are being sunk by the Yellow Submarine.
We've got probably the worst manager in Arsenal's football club at the moment in Arteta. Okay, so he came from Man City and he's clueless as anyone that I've ever known.
Now, new Chelsea striker Romelu Lukaku has been unveiled at Stamford Bridge. Not literally, that'd be weird. After completing his move from Inter Milan, or Inter, as some people call it, or Milan. I can never work out which one is Milan. AC would be Milan, or is it AC? No one really knows. They say they know, but I'm telling you now, they're lying. Anyway, he confirmed he were the number nine, something for you Beatles fans out there, shirt, and spoke about how he's matured in the 2 years away from the Premier League.
Guess who's back again.
Maturity has been important. I think I've learned much more about myself, you know, setting higher standards for myself as a player. I think, you're just becoming more complete, I think, because the game in Italy is much more different. It's much more tighter spaces, very more technical and tactical, which helped me a lot.
Number nine.
I got the number nine, yeah, so I'm very happy and very fortunate to be in this situation. You know, you fight as a footballer, you fight to achieve your dreams. I'm here now, and, you know, I can't wait to be on the pitch and perform with my teammates.
And this was the reaction to the evening's championship action over on TalkSport 2. No, I didn't say action twice, it sounded like I did. I said reaction and then action.
And West Bromwich Albion have run the sword through the blades and won a second home game in succession to show that they're adept to life back at championship level. But it's quite the opposite for Sheffield United. Still without a win, still without a goal for Slavica Kanovic.
On now to the Sports Bar, not as good as it is on a Monday night, with Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy.
Has anyone seen Sheffield United?
Wow. Sam is a Sheffield United fan's phoned up. He was straight on the phone at 10:01. He was ready to go. Sam, good evening.
Good evening, chaps. I'm lost for words, but that's not really good for a phoning, is it?
It's help us out, Sam. Speak. I mean,
do you know what's made it worse, though? I'm sat in a car. I left at 4-0, and now I'm sat in a car park, look, surrounded by West Brom fans, blocked in, and I've not moved a muscle since 4-0.
So you
down.
Left the game early?
I did, and I booed on my way out. It was shambolic.
Boo!
So you haven't seen football for 18 months and you get a chance to go and watch
it. Come on,
his
team's getting beat 4-0.
Yeah, but there was a worse Sheffield United fan. Honestly, Sam, what kind of a fan are you?
I'm not having that.
Come on, no? They're getting beat 4-0. Yeah, but I'm leaving. I'm gone.
You should have left 10 minutes earlier, Sam. You're still stuck
If I was playing, I probably would have gone.
You had to give it a big... What did you do? Give us the boo, Sam. Give us the boo as you left. Go on, do it now. Give us the boo.
You're not getting that out of me.
Go on.
We want the boo.
You're not having the boo.
Sam, just give us the boo you did so I'll get a sense of how upset you were. Yeah. Go on, just do the boo now.
I was about to boo.
Go on, Sam.
Come on, it's a boo. Sam, just boo. We just want to know just how you felt when you walked out of that ground.
Yeah.
Just give it to us.
Boo!
Was it a Cowfield?
I wouldn't have gone anywhere. If any of the boys showed an ounce of fight, I'd have been sat there and I'd have clapped them off.
Well played, Sam.
Boo!
On now to the fallout from Celtic's Europa League qualifier.
After crashing out of Champions League qualifying, Celtic have given themselves a great chance of ensuring they will play in the Europa League this season. 5 wins in a row for Celtic under Ange Postecoglou. It finished Celtic 2, AZ Alkmaar 0.
If we continually show that spirit, our football will improve. We'll get better, we'll get some support from the players, but the spirit that all of them showed was outstanding, and I'm glad they got the rewards for it.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. Don't forget to press that subscribe button, obviously. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, with Darren Bent at 4 p.m. We'll be joined by, get this, gang, 4-time Olympic gold medalist Michael Johnson. How about that on the show? I just texted my producer, actually, saying, is he coming in? And he said, no, he's on Zoom. But it doesn't matter. He's on the show. Michael Johnson, 4-time Olympic gold medalist. Hoo-ha, can't wait for that. It's going to be amazing. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Till then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talksport.
The Talksport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.